There it is, baby. It's Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9 The Rat. You are inside the morning rat race with your boy Gotsy and Eastside Davey.
Yes, that's me. Good morning.
And right now, let's give some love and positivity because they are looking forward to Ratfest. Greg and Jamie, who just called up.
Greg and Jamie, they are phenomenal listeners to 95.9 The Rat. We appreciate them. We appreciate you as well. Ratfest is going to rule this year.
Damn, Skippy, man. We love you guys. Don't forget, it's July 31st. Right now, though, we got to check in with the No Sweat News. This is your final three stories because it's a short week.
That's right.
Having off tomorrow. So this is the final three stories. If you miss any of them, get over to WRG.com and click the podcast section on the podcast page there.
Okay.
And up for grabs will be WWE Monday Night Raw tickets.
Yes, that's going to be great because we're talking about Monday Night Raw on this upcoming Monday, July 8th. Mm-hmm. Win on Friday, go see Raw on Monday.
It's a beautiful thing. Here we go. Story number one, if you hate your job, check out what this guy did. If you hate your job, don't plan on ever using it as a reference in the future, and you don't want to use it as a reference in the future.
Right.
You want to go out with a bang, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just don't want to put your boring 2 weeks notice, call it a day kind of thing. You want some fireworks action here.
No doubt. And then you want to get banned from the building. Go ahead, Gotsy.
Well, this guy over in the UK, his name is Sam Baines. He's a 22-year-old worker at a call center, and he let his company know that he was leaving for a final goodbye by giving them a condolence card.
Condolences.
Yep.
I like it.
He wrote on the card, "So sorry for your loss." The card read on the front, "Thinking of you at this difficult time." It said on the inside. Then he wrote, "My last day of work is July 28th.
Ah.
Someone who works at the company shared a photo of the epic card on Twitter and wrote the caption, "One of our team members handed their notice just like this."
That's fantastic.
So, Sam.
A funeral card.
Sam Baines, baby.
I like it.
That's how you handle it. Good getting stuff. Out of the business there.
Good stuff right there.
Now, let's get into some crazy people here. This is always fun.
Okay.
We take things to Dateline, New York City for story number two, where there's a 34-year-old guy named Emmanuel. Love it. Right out of New York City, he's a felon with a robbery and drug convictions.
Nope.
And as a felon, it means you can't own a gun, right?
Yeah, that does mean that.
Well, on Saturday night, he went into a combination of Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins out there in Coney Island, New York. Ooh. And as he walked in, he adjusted his pants, and a loaded gun fell out and landed on the ground.
Oh, broski, not a good idea.
Whew. Three transit cops just happened to be in the shop at the time.
Oh!
And the NYPD's transit chief says the cops were there because one of the cops, quote, having a craving for batter ice cream.
Okay, because if you were going to tell me there it was some donuts thing, I was going to be like, that old cliche?
Yes. Well, he dropped a gun, and the cops quickly grabbed him.
Yeah.
And the gun. He was arrested for felony criminal possession of a loaded firearm.
Don't put the gun in the—well, don't have the gun, period.
Right.
But don't put the gun in your sweatpants either, genius.
Especially when you're already a felon.
Correct.
And lastly, get a load of this lady. There's a 24-year-old woman named Serena Wolf. She's out of Buffalo, New York, Dateline, New York here. And last week, her and her boyfriend, Michael Crane, were on vacation out in Florida. Well, they got into a huge argument.
Uh-oh.
And while they were having dinner at a restaurant, Michael left Serena his credit card, so she decided to get revenge.
Oh.
Guess what she did?
What?
She took his credit card and gave the waitress a $5,000 tip.
No.
By using Michael's credit card.
Are they married?
No. Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, that seems almost like theft to me.
Pretty much. Yeah. Ooh. The meal only cost $55.37. So that would be about a 9,000% tip.
Good math.
Michael confronted Serena when he saw the charge, but she denied it. So he did call the cops, and he said it was credit card fraud.
Absolutely.
After they did get involved, Serena did admit what she did. She was arrested for felony grand theft.
Wow. Oh, that prank is a little stiff.
$5,000 tip. Like, I'll get back at you, you scumbag.
Unless you're, like, making serious, serious money, $5,000 hurts anybody. My God, my bank account would be at, like, negative $4,800 if she charged $5,000 to my credit card.
I can't believe it actually went through. I mean,
yeah, I know. How much money is this guy making?
As for the money, it's not clear who's going to cover it. The restaurant says they are they gave the waitress the $5,000 in cash.
Okay.
And if I were her, I wouldn't even give it back.
If I was the waitress, I would skip town.
But
a new restaurant to work at.
You know, that's like when you get the phone calls from those credit card companies.
Uh-huh.
Like, when that one's calling, something like that, like, listen, something's a little weird here. Wouldn't they call them?
I agree. And I can't believe, how'd the credit card company let that go through?
I don't know. I don't know what card it was.
They don't see that $5,000 on a
$55 bill?
$55 bill is something's a little bit off.
In the words of Judge Judy, outrageous. There you go, your three final stories. One of those stories could pop up on the quiz that we and Dave are going to be doing on Friday morning, little after 7 o'clock here. So study up again over at WRAT.com on the podcast section.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.